providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
And good afternoon, Coleman. Music just now from Carlos Santana. You're not going to hear that on very many other radio stations around here. And that was called We Don't Have to Wait. And that's what we feel about your sports programming here in Coleman. You never have to wait on that right here at Sports Talk Live. This program comes to you every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 o'clock and is brought to you by our friends at People's Bank. Special shout out to them. Here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
Welcome, everyone, to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live. And we are in studio today. But there's still no reason not to visit the downtown group.
Absolutely. I tell you, the times we've gone, I'm hooked on that on their fried okra.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
It's hard for words to describe how good that is.
It's something I have learned, and I will be dropping by there from time to time.
Have y'all had a chance to try the banana pudding over there yet? That stuff's pretty good, too.
I have not had the banana pudding.
I tried the fried, but now this is just Jason's choice, but I still rather have the regular banana pudding.
I had been known to make a swing by there one afternoon and just grab some banana pudding and go home with that stuff.
And you have it eaten before you get home?
And skip the dinner.
Well, you can have dinner anytime, but, you know, you may not get good banana pudding. You know, on a regular basis.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, special shout-out to them for hosting us the last couple of weeks on every other Tuesday. And who knows, maybe we'll do it again. So.
Sounds good to me.
All right, we are in the post-Halloween edition of Sports Talk.
Did you have a bunch of trick-or-treaters last night?
We had two, and it was our two granddaughters.
I was going to say, who in the world comes all the way down through there?
Yeah, it takes somebody wanting some candy bad to come out.
You better believe it, absolutely.
When we were in the subdivision over at Cotton Row, now, they keep you busy all night. But I think even now, and you can probably attest to this one way or the other, but even subdivision trick-or-treating has died down.
It has. I don't know
how. Trunk-or-treat is the name of the game.
Absolutely. Get it all in one place. You don't have to drive around, you know, or anything like that. So.
And most of the time, you don't have to worry about a nutcase slipping something in your candy.
Yeah. You remember years ago, that used to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people were worried to death about candy, you know, and kids eating it, and people would. I mean, just sick people.
Poison it. Rat blades.
Razor
blades.
Razor blades in, you know, in it. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Taking
how
it
sick.
From somebody who drove through this town last night, I don't think it's died down that much. I mean, especially over on the east side around East Elementary.
Well, okay.
It was like 15 minutes for me to get back to my subdivision.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Maybe they're just staying here in town, you know?
Yeah, out in the country.
Yeah.
Past the city limit signs.
And I mean, I can remember growing up. I mean, it was, you know, a scheduled event. You went to each grandparent's subdivision.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, it was, I can remember watching on the old boob tube. I guess that's what we used to call it back then.
Right.
You know, you go home and you'd find on like TBS late at night all the old horror, which I've never been a horror fan.
I don't
even know. I guess you watch political coverage now if you want to be scared.
That's well, that can scare you. But yeah, the old, American AMs, what is it?
AMC Classic.
Yeah. Yesterday or last night, they were playing all the Halloweens, and boy, just that music!
Yeah,
I mean, it will run, chills up.
And that's what's funny because you know I was supposed to be doing homework and stuff.
Yeah,
I'd be like on Halloween, no.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep last night, so I was watching one of the. It was like maybe in the Halloween one, you know, the original one. And it was about 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that, and you know that music was playing. And I thought, man, so I got up closed the curtains off of the deck like that was going to do any good, you know.
But it gave you somebody from seeing you.
Yeah, it gave you the heebie-jeebies.
Back then, I would have just slept straight through it. Now it would wake me up, you know, and I'd be like in sweats, going, "Oh my gosh!"
All right, if we've talked enough about Halloween, we'll move on.
That was yesterday.
Halloween,
yeah.
Let's see, ESPN, Ronnie, has named their... This is something I just want to throw into Halloween, and we'll move on to the local stuff.
Okay.
But ESPN has named their five scariest players in the SEC.
The five scariest players in the SEC.
In the SEC. And I had them all written down.
And you lost it.
And lost it, but I can tell you who they are, but I'm not sure I will get the correct order.
Well, that's irrelevant. That's not important, the order. Five scariest players in SEC.
Yeah, let me do a little looking while you talk about the local stuff.
Hey, you know, I will. And last week, Jason, ended the football regular season. Of course, we do have the playoffs that start this.
Might I add, you didn't get the first pick right last week.
On what?
On the high school football.
I missed every pick?
No. I didn't say that. I said you didn't get any right.
Hey, I want to remind everybody,
you were not here last Thursday.
Oh, good grief.
If you think we're having too much fun, you can join in with us. 256-737-9505. The lines are open. So.
Good deal. Thank you, Jay. But high school games from this past Friday night. Again, it was the end of the regular season. Coleman was defeated by Chelsea. Is it Chelsea?
Yeah.
Chelsea, 38-45. Holly Pond defeated, I'm sorry, Fairview defeated Holly Pond 62-25. Wow, I was there, let me say that.
Let me say, those first two games you called out, I missed both of them. On my
you did? Points. Okay. Good Hope and Hansville. Hansville defeated Good Hope 32-13. Vimont was defeated by Fauntville 53-34. And Cold Springs also was defeated by Danville, 39-28. So
and I missed that one, too.
So your picks weren't very good, were they?
Not very good last week.
No. Yeah. So those were the high school games from last week. Again, that was week 10. We're starting into the playoffs now. We got four teams that will be in the playoffs. That is Coleman, Holly Pond, West Point, and Cold Springs are all in the playoffs. I don't have it pulled up at this moment. I'll find who they play. I know Coleman plays Decatur High School. I know Holly Pond plays Piedmont. West Point, I believe, plays Winona in Birmingham. But I'm not sure of who Cold Springs plays. I'm sorry about that. But
I haven't heard. But Sheila, if you're listening, how about giving us a call let us know who it is.
Give us a call or something. Send us a text, whatever, and let us know. I can look it up, but I had them written down. But I'm like Jason sometimes. I can't remember where I wrote that down. But those are the four teams in the playoffs. Coleman, Holly Pond, Cold Springs, and West Point. Wishing them the very best this week as the high school playoffs start. So we don't have any that are the region winners, so they will be traveling, and that sometimes is very difficult, especially if you're the four and you're having travel to a one. So
all right, off the cuff prediction, Ronnie. Any local teams win in the first round?
Well,
I want to be politically correct.
I do, and I don't want to say none of them. So I'm going to say that I don't know who Cold Springs is playing. So I guess I could pick Cold Springs. I'll say Coleman. Coleman will win. I think Coleman has a chance to
I
beat
think
Decatur.
They may have
the best shot. Have the best shot. Yeah. So I'm going to take Coleman in a win.
Where did Coleman? What position they wind up at?
I think it was. I believe it was three. So they'll be Decatur was the two, so they'll have to travel to Decatur and play up there. And then Austin, I think, was the one seed. We talked a little bit the last time I was here. Austin and Decatur share the same stadium. So I think Coleman will be playing Thursday night. I'm not positive. We'll verify that. But that had to be a decision made by the Athletic Association. I know they've already made it, so. But those are the four teams in the playoffs. Wish them all well. Hopefully, they can all win and continue to move on. For those teams that have, Jason, have finished up, I've got a few kids that I want to point out individually here that played, that had some good individual performances last week. But for those teams that are not in the playoffs, it's time for bad round ball. It's basketball season time. Most of them would be tipping it off probably the end of next week, around the 10th, 11th, 12th, something like that. So usually you try to get about a week's practice after football season before you play. So, it's the basketball season.
Well, that has changed since I was in high school.
Yeah.
Man, we had 2 weeks. I'm not going to say what we called it, 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And then always between football and baseball, we had a long period back then. I mean, the weather was actually warm when we started playing
baseball.
Now it's just fall out of one into the other.
Oh, you'd be out there playing baseball. It'd be sleet.
Yeah. Hey, you leave basketball practice to go to a baseball game.
Yeah. So it's nothing like the way, you know, the way it used to be. I would hate it if I'd hate to be coaching baseball. Yeah. I mean, I would hate to coach baseball because you freeze to death.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't go get in your car and turn the heater on.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, and for most teams, you know, the season's over about the time it starts warming up and it's pretty weather, you know.
And I'll tell you something worse than that, though, is be a parent of a daughter who plays fast-pitch softball the first year they've ever had a team. I experienced that at Vermont.
There's a big difference in fast-pitch softball and slow-pitch.
The only pitcher Vermont had moved and left us with a big zero.
With nobody.
And so we were playing Priceville. Priceville had a team for a few years, and it was pretty dang good anyway. But it got so bad, Ronnie, that the Priceville coach told the girls in the last inning to swing at anything they throw.
Let's get it over with.
Yeah, and it was terrible, I'm telling you. Wind blowing.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
I batted it, though. Well, it was tough.
But you was glad when it's all over, too, wasn't you? Hey, Jason, before we get off of high school, I want to mention some of these guys from Friday night's football game that had some outstanding individual performances. Logan Brooks, I think he was a player of the week for good reason against Holly Pond. He scored five touchdowns. One of those was like a 75-yard sprint. So, Logan Brooks was the player of the week with five touchdowns against Holly Pond. For Holly Pond, you had Michael Lambert. He had 255 yards rushing, two touchdowns. So that's a good, you know, that's a good night's work as well. Brandon Farley, he returned a opening kickoff, 80 yards for a score. He also had two catches for 96 yards, including a 60-yarder and a touchdown. Cameron Moore, which we mention every single week.
Oh, yeah.
When we talk about West Point football, he ran for 159 yards, also had a touchdown. Another one that we talk about all the time from Hansville, B.J. Smalls. He had 146 yards rushing as they defeated Good Hope. Cameron Twilley from Good Hope, he had a 65-yard touchdown run, and he rushed for 117 yards, so that's a good night for him. Those are just some of Dawson Drake, who lives just down the street from me, actually. He caught seven passes for 159 yards and a touchdown, and he capped his TD at four with three on the ground as they were lost. So Dawson had a career night there. So, again, those are just some of the individual performances from this past week, the last regular season game of high school football.
All right, I found the information looking for, Ronnie. ESPN named their five scariest players in the SEC. I'll tell you the names. You tell me agree or disagree.
Okay, five scariest players.
Or if you want to wait till I go through all of them and say, tell me somebody that could take one of these guys' place.
All right.
Tennessee, Derek Barnett.
I agree.
He's a headhunter.
Defensive lineman or linebacker, going to be probably a first-round draft pick.
I don't know if you pronounce his name Gerard or Jared Davis, Florida. I think he's actually a linebacker, but not positive about that.
Not sure about him.
This one, everybody knows, Leonard Fournette, LSU.
Yeah, no question there.
Number two, Cameron Petway, Auburn. Made a name for himself the last few games while Johnson's been hurt.
He has.
Number one, scariest player.
Can I guess?
Do it.
I'm going to guess Jonathan Allen.
You got it, Jonathan Allen, Alabama Crimson Tide.
You know they're also. You know, have you seen where some of these recruiting or these people who talk NFL draft and Heisman and those kind of things say he potentially could be the top draft in the NFL draft?
Hey,
this
real
year?
Quick, and Jeffrey, we're fixing to come to you, but Ronnie, I got to get your opinion on this real quick. What about, can the news get any worse for Tennessee?
The ship has...
What is going on in the state of Tennessee?
The ship has left the harbor, and they forgot the oars and the paddle and the motor.
Yeah, I mean...
They are just adrift.
Blows my mind.
It does. You know, we got some things...
For those of you who don't know, Jalen Hurd is leaving the University of Tennessee.
Yeah, and I'd like to talk more about that when get Jeffrey on, but you know, is it the fact that was Tennessee overhyped to start with?
Oh yeah.
You know,
I mean, into it too.
Were people thinking they were going to be better than they were, than they ended up being? I mean, they're 5-3, but my gosh, they could easily be 3-5.
Right.
You know, they won some there that they just.
Let's get Jeffrey on here.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeffrey, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hello, hello.
What do you think, right off the bat, what do you think about the Tennessee situation?
I think it was a dumpster fire. Well, no, let me back up. The same thing has happened to Tennessee, it's happened to every other SEC team in the other, what is it, 13 teams?
Right.
They have to play Alabama once a year, usually.
Yeah, that's true. Hey Jeffrey, give me your honest opinion about Jalen Hurd. Now he isn't. I think he's an outstanding player, but what's your thoughts on him? Basically, just pulling up his tent stakes and moving on.
Maybe he sees that Chris Jones is going to lead them down a billion creek. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing.
Man, not to have a game plan, that's what blows my mind. All he knows is he wants to play tight end or receiver.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And they go say that apparently his heart wasn't completely in running back. I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. It's the world we live in now when it comes to college football because, I mean, you know, you got Luke Cooper Bateman earlier this year. You got Coker. You got... was that quarterback from Notre Dame come to Florida State, ended up not doing nothing.
Goodson.
Anyway, you know.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. I mean, it's become the norm now. I mean, everybody wants to, I don't want what I'm doing now. I'm going to go somewhere else. I think I should be playing about this guy.
Right.
I'm going to go somewhere else.
Well,
Jeffrey,
it's the same thing with, you know, Blake Barnett. At Alabama, you know, he doesn't get the starting job, and instead of sticking it out and doing, in my opinion, sticking it out, being there for at least this season, you know, they just pack up and take their ball and go home.
Pretty cold in the middle of the season.
It is.
Yeah.
For me, there's no way I can see how any player can justify doing it unless they're being, you know, some way physically or emotionally abused, you know, but just to...
And probably cheated yourself out of a national championship.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And a good possibility.
Exactly, yeah. I said Cooper Bateman, I meant Blake Barnett.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's the nature of the beast this year. I mean, it's just, that's the new go-to thing. And until the NCAA, which, I don't know about y'all, I've heard these people that asked for transfer and been denied. If
yeah.
I was the coach and the guy asked me to transfer... If he don't want to be with on my team, I don't want him on my team.
I agree.
I'm not going to deny him a transfer. I'm going to say see you. And that's the same way with recruits. If recruits commit to a team and then a week before they commit, they say,
do you do that if that player is going to come back to bite you?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. I have to think long and hard about that. If I'm an Auburn coach or an Alabama coach and somebody comes in, good player comes in and says, I'm transferring to Alabama.
But see, I use
long and hard.
Jason, I use it as motivation. I tell my team, hey, this guy thinks he can do better over there. And hey.
Yeah, you might have three or four join him, though.
The team might beat him, but they may shut that guy down. You know what I'm saying? A running back or a wide receiver. They may double cover that guy. I use it as motivation. I don't want a guy... To me, a guy on your team that doesn't want to be there is worse than...
Well, he's a cancer.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question he's a cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Everything the coaches do, he's going to grumble about. Everything that some of the players do, he's going to grumble about.
Yeah.
The minute he don't get to play, he's going to grumble. And that'll just tear your team up.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeffrey. I agree with what you're saying. My question is, if Tennessee hadn't lost three games in a row, if they were sitting there at 6-2 or 7-1, do you think Jalen Hurd would be leaving?
I don't know. If he's that unhappy, yes. Because I don't, you know, because you could say, which I know he plays more, but you could say the same thing about Blake Barnett.
Yeah.
You know.
I personally don't like it. If you sign on with somebody, you're committing to them, and you ought to give them your very best for a year. at least that 1 year, and then you can pack up and you can decide where you want to go. Right. You can suck it up and you can put your you put your selfishness aside and do what's best for the team and be the best player you can be the best teammate you can be for 1 year. It's not going to kill you. That's just
well,
me.
I agree 100%, but this is not the society that we're living in right now.
And you're right, and I agree with you, Jeffrey. It's not the society we live in. It's what you can do for me.
In Barnett's situation,
what
does it
right now?
What does it help him move in midseason?
Doesn't do him any good. Mm-hmm. He's getting no work whatsoever. None. Zero.
I can see at the end of the year, he's smart enough to see his job has been taken.
Yes.
At the end of the year, by all means, how about it?
Right.
Here's my question. Is he not a junior?
No. He's a red shirt freshman.
Sophomore, no older than a sophomore.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very young.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I thought he was older than that. I thought
he
shows how much I know about Tennessee.
No, I think
We're talking Alabama now.
We're talking about Jalen Hurts. You're talking about you're talking about from Tennessee.
Yeah, the transfer.
I'm sorry. I think he's a junior.
Well, see, what does that do unless he graduates?
Yeah.
For him to transfer.
Right. I don't know.
I didn't know we changed Jalen.
We were all mixed up. We were talking about Barnett's who I was talking about.
Right.
Barnett, I think he's gonna play the system. I think he's going to be able to go play somewhere 4 games in the season next year.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to go somewhere where he can play. He's very, he's talented, or he's supposedly talented. I come back to the fact you sign on that dotted line, you committed to come to that university, you're getting a free college education, and you ought to be loyal to them for a year.
Exactly.
Hey, Jeffrey, I got to ask you. Alabama didn't play this past weekend, so not a lot to talk about there. What did you think about the Auburn Tigers?
I told you they beat them. I told you that Thursday. You're supposed to write my score down. I got pretty close on it.
I did write it down, but I don't remember what it was. I know you remember. What was it?
No, I can't remember either. I told you that Auburn was going to score in the 40s. I can't remember what that Ole Miss was going to score.
Lord, I don't remember.
I got it right. I missed my team.
I can't remember, Jeffrey. I'm trying to remember, but all I know is Auburn won the game. They actually won it by more than I thought they might. So,
hey, I'm gonna tell you what. I wish Auburn would have hired Charles Kelly.
Why is that?
He's terrible.
Well, we don't need him.
Well, I know, but you're not
wearing
them trying to hire him last year
for defense. Boy, they are. Florida State is.
I have never seen anybody do so little with so much talent.
Yeah. They're bad. I saw some of the stats they put up, like they rank like 120-something in plays over 20 yards or something. I don't remember what it was, but.
There were six areas they were ranked 100th or worse than in playing.
Kind of hard to win there, isn't it?
Well, here, I'll throw this out at you. You're a numbers guy. When Mickey Andrews last year was 2009, Florida State defense was ranked 106th. Okay? This is total defense at the end of the year. Total defense. I ain't talking about score, and I'm talking about just total.
Right.
At the end of the year in 2009, when Mickey left, when Mickey retired and Bobby retired, they were 106th in the nation. The following year with Mark Stoops, they were 77. Okay?
Yeah.
The following year after that, they were third. The following year after that, they were third. Then you bring on Jeremy Pruitt in the national championship year.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, they were 7th in total defense. He leaves and goes to Georgia. Charles Kelly's first year, they were 16th. The following year, 2015, he returned 11 starters on defense. At the end of the year, they were 16th. Right now, they are 60th.
Wow.
In total defense.
Well, they're about halfway of the pack, yeah.
And that's, for Florida State, that's completely unacceptable.
It is. About 4 games into his first year, I looked at Facebook the other day. They did this thing where they show you memories and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was a 3-year-old memory. About 4 games into his first year, I already started on the bandwagon and I didn't laugh.
Oh,
so,
man.
Jeremy, that song fits. That song fits this very well. Can't get no satisfaction.
Exactly.
All right, Jeff, we got to go to break, man. We'll holler at you maybe Thursday, get another call in, get your predictions.
Appreciate that compliment there, Jason. That made me feel good, man. I might come back to work Thursday.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, thanks, Jeffrey.
Thank y'all.
See ya. Sports Talk Live. It's time for the first break of the day. When we come back, we're going to talk my favorite subject, the Auburn Tigers.
Well, of course. This is another week of the Auburn football review.
We've had to listen to Alabama all year, so now we're going to listen to a little Auburn. Numbers that's going to knock you
down.
That's
what made me sick last week.
Yeah, probably was.
That's it.
You're going to get a lot sicker before the year is over. Sports Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Are you military? A healthcare professional? A police officer, a firefighter, or maybe even a teacher? Are you considering buying, selling, or refinancing a home? Homes for Heroes is a nationally recognized program that gives back to those who serve others. It provides discounted realtor and lender fees, resulting in thousands of dollars in savings. Contact Willow Bend Mortgage, 734-6012, or go to homesforheroes.com. Again, that's 734-6012, or go to homesforheroes.com. Willow Bend Mortgage is a proud affiliate of the Homes for Heroes program, NMLS number 1220361, equal housing lender.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Cullman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service to another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo! It's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Let her play, let her play. Oh, man, we could listen to that all day.
Now Jay's piling on.
I'm having any pile on.
I was sick last week because this was what you talked about when we was at Downtown Grill.
It's funny how Alabama fans get sick when Auburn starts doing good. Boy, at the first part of the season, you were feeling good, I'm telling you.
Well, I don't get sick much.
Easy. Hey,
I'm
Sheila.
I'm really sick, Jason.
Help, Sheila.
War Eagle, War Eagle.
Oh, my Lord.
War Eagle, you called it, didn't you?
Hey, Sheila, welcome to Auburn Football Review.
Hey, that's, you know, it's been Alabama for a long time.
Amen, Sheila. Amen.
Oh,
I told Ronnie while we were on break that we've talked about Alabama for 2 years, so we can talk about Auburn for 2 weeks.
That's right.
I hope it's a little longer than just 2 weeks, you know.
Hey,
Iron Bowl's what, a month away?
Yep. Sheila, being completely honest, I think they're the hottest team in college football.
Whoa!
And that includes...
You know, that pass defense, oh my gosh, that first half, I was just about to have a stroke.
Their defense has been been really good all year. Now, granted, they gave up... What'd they give up? They gave up 500... About 500 yards.
Sheila, don't panic on Auburn's pass defense. Listen to this. Ole Miss, same team Alabama play. Alabama give up 421 passing. Auburn give up 465.
I know, Jason, but when you're watching that game and they score like the first five possessions.
Listen to this, though. Auburn give up 105 yards rushing. Alabama give up 101. Total yards, Alabama 522, Auburn 570. Points, Alabama give up 43, Auburn give up 29.
Are you getting all that
wrong? Oh, I'm listening.
He will before the end of the show.
I'm getting a little nauseated, but I'm listening.
So I guess we're gonna win all the rest of them, maybe that last one too. What do you think?
I think we got a good chance.
Oh, good Lord.
I think we do. Listen to this.
You sound like my son-in-law, Adam. I said, we have a good chance to win the rest of them. Maybe Alabama too. And he said, no way.
No way.
I think I have some great material for some new show promos is what I think.
Sheila, this is the same guy that told me I had lost my mind because I said they'd beat Mississippi State and Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
I want to tell you this, and then I'm going to let you dive in on running, but I'm going to tell you, Auburn, Alabama has played three shared opponents.
That doesn't make any difference.
All right. Passing, Alabama's give up 985 yards, Auburn 902. Rushing, Alabama 288, Auburn 361. Total yards to these three teams, Alabama 1273, Auburn 1263. Points given up. Yeah, listen to this. Points given up, these three teams, Alabama 87, Auburn 61.
Who played? Who played who first? Did Alabama play these teams before Auburn did?
That don't matter. Auburn played Texas A&M first. Alabama played Arkansas first.
There you go. Arkansas had nothing left.
Yeah, Alabama.
No, I go back to this Clemson. You know, I keep going back to that Clemson game. We should have beat Clemson.
If you were, Gus hadn't been calling plays, we would have.
Clemson, y'all can argue me till all day long, but Clemson is not the team that people think they are. They're just not.
Well, they're going to be probably number two tonight when the poll comes out.
I just don't agree with that.
I think Clemson has begun to play better. I thought they looked pretty good against Florida State. Now, Florida State's got a good football team. But I agree with you, Sheila. Right now, I don't know that I would take Clemson over Auburn because offensively, Auburn's got it rolling. As long as they're able to run the football, and their defense has been good all year long, that's never been a question that they're solid defensively. So, and I'll say it again, I think they're the hottest team. Let me at least say it this way: I think they're the hottest team in the SEC.
Yeah, I agree with that
because of where they started. As to where they are now. Now, I'm not saying they're the best team in the SEC, but I think they're...
I was about to ask you, Ronnie, if you'd forgotten about your own team.
No, they're not the best team in the SEC.
And I probably agree with that, too, and I hate to say it, but, you know, I probably agree with that, too. But, I feel a lot better now than I did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you got reason to. I bet Gus does, too.
Sheila, I called, or I didn't call, I texted Chris Andrews, who's on with us on Thursdays, to get this information for today. If Alabama and Auburn played today, the line would be Alabama minus 14.
That'd be about right.
Yeah, that's about right.
They're at home. That helps.
Alabama only a 7.5-point favorite this weekend.
That's right.
I think that's too low. Of course, that's another sucker bet. Sucker men like Arkansas game and Auburn.
Hey,
you're
going
to have to start calling me. I've been getting all mine right, and, I've been winning a lot of imaginary money,
For entertainment purposes
personal,
only.
That's right.
Yes, I did really good week before last.
Hey, Sheila, let me change gears and ask you one question. Cold Springs, who have they got Friday night? I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Let me think. Shoot, starts with an S. Help me, y'all.
Starts with an S. South Carolina.
No. It's
all I can come up with is Sneed.
No. I'll look it up.
It's far away.
Okay.
Sugar Hill?
Kayla.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Hey, this is live radio, folks.
Saskatchewan.
She can't remember either.
Well, tell her she's too young to be forgetting.
Her husband's the coach. You think she'd remember?
Oh, my goodness.
That might help.
She pays no attention.
No, it's like a... oh, gosh, I had it from him there.
It's one of them.
Sheffield,
S-teams.
I think.
That's it. You're exactly right. I remember it now. Sheffield, which is over.
And I don't know anything about them.
I don't either. I know exactly where it is. It's right beside Florence.
Long way.
But it's probably, it'll be an hour and a half or so from Cold Springs anyway.
Yeah.
But you're exactly right.
I haven't heard anything about them.
It is Sheffield.
I really don't know anything about how they play or anything else.
Yeah, they have had good teams in the past, and they've gone through a stretch where they weren't very good. I would imagine they're going to be pretty athletic.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
But
we're dealing out the sugar babies up here. You hear the noise in the background. I said we're dealing out the sugar babies if you heard that noise in the background. All right, Sheila, what do you think this weekend, Vandy? Let me tell you, I think this is Jason's opinion, and y'all can agree or disagree.
I disagree.
Well, good. I'm glad you do.
Oh, okay.
Because I think this is a trap game for Auburn if there's ever been one. Auburn, a 25.5-point favorite.
Those are the games that worry me worse than anything.
I think Auburn wins it, but I think it'll be a third quarter, early fourth quarter win.
I think Vandy's better than people think.
I can't take those games. Don't say that.
The Vandy defense, not bad, Sheila. I mean, they're not going to put up a lot of points, but their defense.
Who did they beat last?
They beat the Dogs.
Talking about a train coming off a track.
Yeah. I think that puts, I'll have to look it up, and I will later. Does that put Vandy at 4 wins or 3 wins?
I have no idea.
Oh, no, okay.
Thing said 3. I think the little thing across the screen, but I'm not sure.
I think that's right. But
that's kind of game scare me. I think we'll beat them, but you just.
What do you think about Alabama and LSU? The game of the century, number 230.
I don't think it'll be close.
I don't either, really. I think Alabama will win it 2 touchdowns.
I think it's 38-10.
I like that.
38-10.
I can live with that.
That's what I think it'll be.
Leonard Fournette's going to need about 250, 275.
Leonard Fournette won't get 100 yards.
Listen, y'all, I can't even take them seriously once I hear that coach open his mouth.
He's got that Louisiana draw, hasn't he?
Oh, my goodness.
And it's getting worse. He wants that job.
He wants that job bad.
I just wanted to call Tiger Bates about Auburn and hope you feel better, Ronnie. I did wish you get better last week.
She did.
Well, I'm better. I was so Jason started this again.
He'll be sick again if Auburn wins.
Again. No. Thank you, Sheila. I appreciate it.
Okay. Y'all have a good day.
See you, Sheila.
Bye, Sheila.
All right. Bye.
Roll Tide.
All right. 4:38, almost 4:39. So we got about a minute to kill. Unless Jay wants to be nice and take us on into a commercial before we dive into something. So.
We can handle that.
All right.
Okay.
Sports Talk Live. We'll be right back. Talk a little more feetball.
Is it now Sports Talk Live?
It's always been Sports Talk
Live. Oh, has it? Okay.
It's never been the Alabama Football Review like it's been for 2 years.
Surely we'll get to hear the Alabama fight song before the day's over.
I doubt that. We'll be right back. 4:40.
I'll sing it for you.
Hey, everybody, got one phone line open, 256-737-9505. Give us a call.
the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you the Downtown Grill on 4th Street, where one of our many appetizers is waiting for you today. Like homemade onion rings, fried dill pickles, potato skins, and more, we also have a large selection from our salad menu to Coleman's best hot wings, from traditional to boneless wings. We also have party packs from 50 to 100 pieces. At the Downtown Grill, we will even let you build your own burger or enjoy one of our classic sandwiches, chicken, shrimp, or crawfish baskets, or our gourmet hot dogs. You can't leave without having a delicious dessert of fried Twinkies, strawberry shortcakes, or fried Oreos. For the best comfort food in Coleman, the Downtown Grill is ready to serve you.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Whoa, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sports Talk Live, Coleman's Independent Radio, and I want to go ahead and do a live read here of a commercial that I don't quite have in the system yet, but coming up near the end of the month, well, you know, we got to start thinking about Christmas. That's only about a month away, and your local vendors at the Coleman Warehouse District are going to be helping you get a kick start on that shopping this year. To do that, they're having an open house the weekend of November 11th through the 13th. Live 95 is going to be there helping out a little bit, doing a little festive live broadcasting as well. If the fun doesn't just stop there, they're going to have fun for the entire weekend, including a car show on Saturday. The local delis and bakeries are going to be there. They're going to be open for extended hours. There's also going to be some local food trucks there as well, so that's pretty awesome. And, of course, no Christmas would be complete without Santa greeting our children. I'm giving away a couple of prizes. Several shops and merchants will also be offering prizes and drawings. The Warehouse District merchants have also gone together. We'll be offering a grand prize, which is going to include a miniature Christmas tree filled with gift cards, and most of the Warehouse District merchants are participating as part of that. So make a plan, make a note on your calendar now, November 11th through 13th. That's not this weekend, but next weekend. And Live 95 is going to be helping to kick off Christmas here in Coleman. But don't worry, we're not going to be bringing the Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. With an exception of that event, we'll be broadcasting live on site and providing some Christmas. So, back to Sports Talk Live now. Have a little patience, guys.
All right, back with you. And trying to identify that song.
Guns N' Roses. So I'm modifying our bumper music a little bit. You know, we typically play a little bit of music from somebody, and we had a song from Guns N' Roses, and so I decided to go pick another song from that artist and use it for bumper music. So
who was the lead singer of Guns N' Roses, Jason?
Yeah, Jason, don't ask me that.
I don't know.
Come on, Jason.
I don't know nothing about Guns N' Roses.
Have you seen the DirecTV commercial where the guy's on there singing with a guitar?
Who is the lead singer of Guns N' Roses?
I thought this was a sports talk show.
This is Axl
Rose.
There it is.
Axl Rose.
Axl Rose.
I'm so glad I have a smartphone.
There it is.
You know what?
I can't believe you don't know that. I know that.
You couldn't give me 15 cents for Guns N' Roses.
Uh-oh.
Is that right?
That's right. I never was into that.
You didn't
music.
Like that?
No.
You didn't have any of that hairy music back in the day?
No. Not that kind.
When you grew your hair out long and... Mm-hmm. Surely y'all listen to that down at Cold Springs, Bremen area. No guns.
What are you laughing about there, Jay?
No Guns N' Roses at Bremen?
No, man. We
Was it Little Bo Cephas?
We listened to Charlie Daniels.
They didn't have no roses with their guns.
Marshall Tucker?
Hey, Jay, you know you've got listeners and customers
in
Cold Springs area.
I'm well aware of that.
I don't think they'll appreciate that tone you use for that Guns N' Roses.
How about Marshall Tucker? Charlie Daniels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we listened to that.
You didn't listen to Guns N' Roses.
AC/DC.
A little Back in Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Now you're talking music.
Guns N' Roses.
How about Kiss? Do you like Kiss?
No.
At all? Nothing?
They had a couple of songs, but I don't remember what they were now.
It wasn't very good.
I know Beth. Beth, I hear you calling something.
That ain't Kiss.
That is Kiss.
That is Kiss.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Come on, get with your game. Let's get back to football.
All right.
Let's talk about Alabama and Auburn. And I'm going to give it Alabama. Let's talk about something else.
No, that's fine.
As long as it don't concern Alabama or Auburn.
I know this is to benefit Auburn.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
See, you just like Alabama fans.
Well, you've been piling on me.
I just want to tell you that...
Y'all are so romantic.
Alabama defense, no doubt. Better than the Auburn defense right now.
I'm sorry that bad music.
All right. Trying to keep a straight face here.
I can't. Jason just reading right away. And all I hear is Beth. I hear you calling. Sorry. All right.
We apologize, folks. All right. Alabama defense.
Some sugar bag.
Is rushing. They have had 257 rushes against them for 561 yards. Now, here, Auburn. 275 rushes for 1,013 yards.
You got how much? Do you have how much they give up per game? I can tell you that.
No, okay. I've got the hard numbers here. We can figure it up. Alabama has had 263 passes thrown against them for 1,635 yards. Auburn 291 for 1,853 yards. Now here is a interesting stat. When I say interesting, you know it benefits Auburn.
Of course. That's the whole purpose of this segment.
Yards per completion.
Yeah.
Alabama, 11.68. Auburn, 11.30. Yards per attempt, Alabama, 6.22. Auburn, 6.37. So not a lot of difference.
Not a lot. That's awful close. That's extremely close.
The rushing defense, Alabama does have them substantially in rush defense.
Yeah.
But Alabama is number one in nation.
Exactly.
Rush,
so. Exactly. So they should.
Auburn number 27, which is not bad for Auburn.
That is not bad. I mean,
remember a couple of years ago we were talking about 110.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and a couple of years ago, and Auburn's had those years too, but, you know, it hadn't been too many years ago till Alabama could have beaten Auburn as bad as they wanted.
Oh, yeah.
And there were times where Auburn could do the same to Alabama. So,
How about this?
But
the
I'm with
amazing
you.
Stat of everything. Alabama has played 8 games, right?
Yeah.
8 games.
Mm-hmm.
They've had 9 defensive touchdowns, 5 fumbles picked up and run back for a touchdown, 4 interceptions run back for a touchdown, 9 touchdowns in 8 games.
And like they need the extra help.
Yeah. That's
It's remarkable. It really is. But, you know, the thing about it, Jason, that could change at any time, and they could never get another one the rest of this season.
and they would probably still end up leading the country.
Yeah, you're right.
Team on the totem pole is at four.
Right. You're right. They probably could not get another one this year, an offensive touchdown from their defense, and still lead the nation. Heck, their defense has scored more touchdowns than some teams' offenses have scored this season.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
About 2 weeks ago, there were four teams that they had more touchdowns on defense than the other team had on offense.
So. Tell me, Ronnie, what happened in the Arkansas game for real? Either Alabama way or Auburn way. We know there's not that much difference. I mean,
you're talking about the Arkansas-Auburn game?
And the Arkansas-Alabama game. Which one's off? One of those games is off the map.
But, Jason, you know, it's been that way, it seems like, this entire college football season. That somebody every week, and I'm not saying this happened with Auburn and Arkansas. That's not what I'm saying. Somebody every week seems to just completely lay an egg.
Yeah.
Auburn
is not 53 points better than Arkansas.
No. Certainly.
They're not 53 points better than anybody in the SEC.
That's right. You're exactly right. So I don't I don't know. I can't explain it, but it seems to be that way all year. That somebody each week just looks absolutely awful.
But how do they get 473 yards and score 30 points against Alabama, 215 and 3 against Auburn?
I don't know. I mean,
talking about daylight and dark.
Yeah, I have no idea. And you can't say, well, they played at home against Alabama, they played at Auburn, they played on the road at Auburn. There is some advantage, you know, statistically, and I think it's proven that playing at home. But come on, it's not, you know, it's not that much. You know, it really isn't. Here's the thing with Auburn. I don't know if you have time of possession compared to Alabama's time of possession. I don't know. But for Auburn, you know, when they do get it going, I mean, it's kind of like watching a middle school. Hear me out. It's kind of like watching a middle school football game that can run the football because they play like 8 minute quarters. Yeah. And they'll run it out. They'll keep it the entire quarter.
Yeah.
And that's as a compliment. That's what Auburn does when they're able to run a football. You just don't get it back. I mean, they just keep it. You know, for 8, 10, 12. You know, minutes.
Yeah, Auburn can burn up half a quarter.
Absolutely. So you when they're doing that, you don't get that many opportunities with the ball. And Alabama, I don't think Alabama is. They're offensive. They're different than Auburn is, you know.
The game Saturday night, Ole Miss, the drop pass there. Oh, you talking about what a difference that
The kid from Ole Miss dropped because he was going to score.
Yeah, and nobody even in the same area could.
Nobody.
I believe I could have caught that.
And that was probably one of their better. And, you know, they have outstanding receivers. They're good. Yeah. I mean, they're really good offensively. And they're really terrible defensively.
Ronnie, you wasn't here Thursday, and everybody, I guess, heard this, or some may be new listening. Coaching salaries continue to blow my mind, and I'm going to call some of these out. You tell me what you think.
Worth it or not worth it?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
We're going to start right at the top. High man on the totem pole now.
He's underpaid. Oh, no, well, you're talking about
Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, no,
$9 million per year.
How long do you think that'll last before Alabama raises Nick Saban's salary?
Oh, that's what I told Kathy over the weekend. I said, if I'm Saban's agent, I'm calling.
You better believe it.
Today.
There's no way.
We've got to have $100,000 more than the highest paid.
Whatever
coach.
It is.
Yep.
Regardless of whatever it is, we got to have it.
$9 million a year.
And he's a nut.
Oh, yeah.
At some point in time. He's going to get them in serious.
But did you see that academics. Was because of some kind of insurance dividend or something that they received? I'm not sure what it involved. That's the way he ended up getting the $9 million.
No,
about $2 million. They weren't expecting to come in through some kind of insurance thing or something.
So wow, I don't know.
Makes me wonder if it's for 1 year or if it's from here on out.
Here on out,
yeah,
a one-time payment.
All right, Nick Saban, $7 million,
underpaid,
$87,000,
underpaid.
I can go with that.
Yeah,
Urban Meyer, $6 million. He's number three.
And I do not like Urban Meyer in the least, but I'm going to say probably underpaid there, too.
If Harbaugh is at $9
million. Yeah. And what I'm referring to, Jason, is probably the same page you're on, is you're looking at how much monies these programs bring in that how their football's doing well. You know, so –
It's just like if you've got a worker and you're paying that worker $100,000 a year and he's bringing you in $6 million a year, then you need to reevaluate.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know how much Alabama brought in last year, but let's just throw out a random figure of $75 million that their football program generated last year. Well, $7 million seems to be like a bargain to me.
Right.
For Nick Saban.
Yeah, there's no telling how much more they're bringing in per year now since Saban's been the coach.
No.
Bob Stoops, 5.5.
Bob Stoops is overpaid.
I agree with that one. Jimbo Fisher, 5.25.
Jimbo's overpaid.
I can agree with that. They are $20,000 less paid after the fine from the NCAA.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Jimbo kind of went off on the officials, didn't he?
What do you think about that call? Little chop block.
I didn't see it. Does he have a reason to be very?
Yeah,
he does.
Florida State got the penalty, and it was, I don't know. It could have been called or not called, and they got it called. And I wouldn't have called it, but
yeah, there was.
I wasn't officials.
Right, there was justification for it either way.
Number eight, Gus Malzahn, $4,725,000.
You know, I think I would say that's about right. I wouldn't say he's over or underpaid.
I would lean overpaid, but
if I had to lean one way, I would lean just as you did, overpaid.
Because he's really high for what Harbaugh is.
Right.
Harbaugh's not twice the coach he is.
No.
How about this one, Brian Kelly? Now whatever figure
overpaid,
he's going to be overpaid.
Absolutely.
For the Notre Dame position,
yeah,
get a hold of this. Notre Dame position, one of the top five jobs in the United States.
No question. Where money is absolutely
right.
No object.
$1,625,000 a year.
That's his salary?
That's his salary. And it said nothing else about bonuses or, you know, I'm sure he gets bonuses according to their performance, but
good,
it's not going to make up that kind of ground.
Well, that's awful.
That is awful.
I mean, in the world of college football today and at Notre Dame. Now, he is certainly underachieved at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And he may not be at Notre Dame that much longer, but I would have never guessed them being at 165, you said, or something like that?
Yeah, $1,625,000.
My goodness. You know, you would think they would be in, you know, easily top five, if not top three.
53. We'll use the number 53. Coaches earn at least $3 million a year or more. Is that number high or low, 53?
Earning how much now?
$3 million a year or more.
And you're saying the number is 53 of them? That's too high.
That's too high. You're right. 36 coaches earn at least $3 million a year. Five coaches would be owed at least $20 million if fired. Is that number high or low, the five?
Five coaches? $20 million? That's too high.
That is low. Seven coaches currently would be owed at least $20 million if fired.
Do you have those?
I hadn't got them.
You don't know who they are?
I can tell you the highest one. Jimbo Fisher has the highest buyout in the nation. Get a hold of this. $33 million.
If they fire Jimbo, it's $33
million.
$33 million. I couldn't wait to be fired.
Right. I'd be getting fired.
And Gus's is nine.
Nine. That's a bargain.
30.
You can't afford not to fire him at nine.
I know, exactly. $33 million.
How about Jim Harbaugh? No buyout.
No buyout if he's fired.
Buyout.
Well, it kind of justifies him making the salary, doesn't it?
Yeah, he makes the salary, but then he's free to leave anytime he wants to. So.
Hmm.
Good and bad.
I bet there's very few. He may be the only one that there's no buyout.
I think he is the only one.
Why would he agree to that?
I don't know.
Or why would his agent agree to that?
I think, if I remember right, and I may be wrong, but I think he asked for that in his contract.
Wow.
He probably felt like he wasn't going to get fired, but he might want to leave.
Wow.
All right. The music's playing. We're 3 minutes late for our next break, so, hey, we'll do overtime on it.
That's it.
Sports Talk Live 95.5. We'll be right back with you.
And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio.
And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Cullman Regional Medical Center.
Choose the side salad over the fries. Park at the back of the lot on purpose. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why at Cullman Regional, we offer so many. Childbirth education classes, rehab programs, free screenings. Most of our wellness programs are totally free. Our full list of programs and doctors is available online today at CullmanRegional.com/healthy. Cullman Regional. Live exceptional.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Derek Scudder. Jefferson County authorities say a man and a woman face felony charges after setting their house on fire and then trying to claim insurance for all of their belongings. Adamsville police say the couple's belongings had been moved elsewhere prior to the blaze. 45-year-old Donna McCullers and 43-year-old Stephen Millward were charged with second-degree arson and first-degree insurance fraud. A senior at Albert Brewer High School in Morgan County has been arrested on two charges of sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12. School officials are now waiting on a determination if 18-year-old Anthony Proctor of Somerville can return to school until he faces trial. Huntsville City Schools facing a gender discrimination lawsuit charging Huntsville High School with unequal treatment of the girls' softball team. The parents of three players claim the school knowingly refused to remedy unequal treatment and benefits, citing differences in coaching staffs, locker room facilities, stadium facilities, publicity, and training opportunities with the boys' baseball team. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Shelby County Sheriff John Samaniego says the fire caused by an explosion at the Colonial Pipeline site near Helena will be burning for a couple of days until that fuel is extinguished.
It was, I believe, 9 miles of fuel there in the line, so that's going to take some time to burn.
He says the crew from Heflin was working on clearing up issues from a September gas leak when a piece of equipment hit the line, causing the explosion and fire that killed one worker and injured five. Experts say motorists could begin soon to see higher cost at gas pumps in some southern states. Colonial Pipeline said it shut down both of its main lines after Monday's deadly blast. The two main lines supply gasoline to millions across the South. A 40-year-old man accused of killing his girlfriend's 3-year-old daughter will not face trial this week. Jonathan Wayne Talley and his girlfriend Misty Lean Wright pleaded not guilty in May to their separate counts of capital murder. Indictments against the couple stated they intentionally caused the death of Jetty Ray Adams in August 2015. I'm Derek Scudder, ARN News. In sports, the College Football Playoff Committee is going to make its first rankings for the season tonight. Experts say the logical picks right now are the four unbeaten teams from the SEC, ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12. They're Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, and Washington. And the teams that have the best chance of sneaking in are Louisville and Ohio State. Number 17, Western Michigan, will try to continue to play its way into a major bowl bid when the 8-0 Broncos visit Ball State in a Mid-America Conference clash tonight. In Monday Night Football, Bears rookie Jordan Howard ran for a season-high 153 yards and a touchdown in a win against the Vikings. His 69-yard run was the longest for Chicago in 7 years. Howard played at Gardendale High School and UAB. Ray Allen has announced his retirement from the NBA, ending a career that saw him make more three-pointers than any player in league history and win championships with Boston and Miami. Ray Allen spent 18 seasons in the NBA. Derek Scudder, ARN News.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
.503 back with you. I was expecting Jay to come in there, and he didn't do it. I thought it was the first part of the show. All right, well, you got anything on your agenda we need to hit?
Hey, Jason, one thing before we get started back with some sports stuff. If someone wants a chance to win an 18 holes of golf, including the cart at Cross Creek Golf Course here in Cullman, give us a call, 737-9505. Answer a very simple trivia question, and we'll get you the little card to you that you can show in the pro shop and play for you know, play for free. So,
what kind of question would that be like? Who's going to win the Auburn game this weekend?
It'll be simple.
If you miss it, we'll give you another.
That's right. That's exactly right. It'll be simple. So if you want a free round of golf, give us a call, 737-9505, and we'll hook you up.
Hey, and ladies, if you're sitting there listening, your husband is out in the yard or raking leaves or something, look out there at him.
He's
and think, what could I do for him?
That's right.
That he would really appreciate.
And she would, too, because it'll get him out of the house about 4 hours.
Right. You said that right. So it's a win-win situation. Call and win your hubby a round of golf, and he might rake a lot more leaves.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jason, is this not the perfect time of the year for sports? All sports.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got pro football going on. We got college football going on. We've got the World Series going on. We've got college basketball about to start. Now is the perfect, wonderful time of the year, you know.
If you're a sportsholic, right now you're an overdose.
Absolutely. It is. You know, any sport out there basically is available to be watched. So it's just a great time of the year to be a sports fan. And speaking of sports there, Jason, and we don't talk much baseball because neither one of us are too much into it, but tonight is Game 6 of the World Series, Cleveland against the Cubs. I think Cleveland leads the series right now 3-2, and that will come on, I think it's NBC. No, it's Fox. I believe it's Fox at 7 o'clock tonight. So if the Cleveland Indians can win tonight, they will close that series out and be the World Series champions.
And basketball and baseball.
And basketball and baseball. That's exactly right. So every sport basically imaginable is going on right now.
Hey,
so.
Talking about golf, and I got to tell you this.
Yeah.
This story may be true, may not be true.
Hey, I had can I interrupt you?
Yes, sir.
When we went to the beach a week or so ago, I had my second hole in one.
You did?
Yep.
Putt-putt.
Yeah, from 100 and I think from 130 out. Hit a nine iron, it bounced once and went in the hole.
Wow.
So,
hey, that's two more than I'll ever hit.
So, anyway, sorry for interrupting.
Like I said, this story may or may not be true. A friend of mine got up one morning to go play around the golf. So he goes out. His wife set his clubs and all right where he always picked them up. He picks them up, throws them in the truck, goes down the road. He gets out there. His buddy don't show up. The wind's blowing. Oh, it's cold. I'm telling you, it's cold that day. And
bad.
He said, weather's so bad, forget it. He said, I'll be at home in bed in 15 minutes more. So he slips back to his house, and he tries to go in, not wake his wife up. He just comes in, throws the cover up, climbs up in there, snuggles up to her. And he said, man, it's cold out there. She said, yeah, can you believe my crazy husband's playing golf? So
you're so
better
sick.
Not play too much golf.
you're sick.
That's
Jason.
Bad, ain't it?
You are one sick individual. Hey, Jason, also, in talking about NBA's going on, Ray Allen, if you remember Ray Allen, great player there. Actually, he leads the NBA in three-pointers made. He retired.
He did.
He actually hasn't played since, I think, 2014, but he hasn't officially retired. So he has retired now. He won two NBA championships in 2081 when he was a member of the Boston Celtics, and then 2013 when he was a member of the Miami Heat. So Ray Allen, age 41, has retired from the NBA. So just a class act guy, someone that you know probably would want to pattern after if you were a young player coming into the league. Hey, while we're on kind of some pro sports now, let me ask you this, Jason. Dallas Cowboys, their situation with Dak Prescott being their quarterback and Tony Romo, who's probably getting close to coming back, what do you do if you're the head coach or if you're Jerry Jones?
Boy, what do you do? I started out saying you give the job to Tony Romo, you can't lose your job on
That's right.
kind of an injury.
You did.
But after seeing what's happened, I'm saying you got to stick with a hot hand for right now.
I think so too. You know,
it's a business. It's not
football anymore. That's exactly right. It is a business, and I agree with you. I don't know how they could pull Prescott out, Dak Prescott out right now, and put Tony Romo back in.
You're going to make a lot of unhappy fans.
Exactly right. Hey, Jason, while we're kind of talking a little bit about the NFL, I'll just give you those who are leading each of the divisions, okay?
I know who it's not.
Who has?
It's not the Carolina Panthers.
It's not the Carolina Panthers. And Cam is...
Okay,
he's still crying about a low hit or getting hit too hard or somebody hit him low in the knees or something. And they probably did, you know. But did you see how he was – did you see him when he came up to – what is it?
I mean, that silly Halloween outfit.
A pink like jacket or something, and that hat with a big feather sticking up out of it. Like, I don't know.
He looked like a pimp.
Yeah, it's exactly right. That's exactly what it looked like. But anyway – out of the AFC East, New England leads that division. They are 7-1. That does not come as a surprise.
That's why I didn't say shocker.
They are dominant. Pittsburgh Steelers lead the AFC North. They're 4-3. Roethlisberger's been out hurt. He had to have some, I think we'd say, minor knee surgery. It's minor unless that's it's on you, you know.
That's another one. You know, his days are behind him, I think.
Yeah.
He's always on the injured list
now. Yeah. He has been a great player.
Yeah.
The AFC South, the Houston Texans leading that division. They're 5-3, and it's nice to see for a change in the AFC West. Oakland Raiders, they are 6-2. You know, I mean,
soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders.
You're right. Soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders, but
they will be my second favorite team at that time.
You know, I mean, I grew up loving the Raiders. You know, when.
Raiders were a team you either loved or you
hated. Yeah, absolutely.
No in between.
Absolutely. You know, those guys, Stabler played quarterback for them there for a while, and Fred Biletnikoff and Ray Guy and some of the rest of those guys.
Now, Ray Guy, wasn't he the high foot?
He was the punter.
High foot.
Nice Dempsey.
Dempsey.
Yeah. He's one that still holds the record for the longest field goal. It was like 63 or 64. Ray Dempsey. He played with Philadelphia.
You know, I've heard it. I've actually heard it about that person.
Yeah.
Instead of praising him for what he overcome and the obstacles he overcome and being able to kick that ball, I've heard people say that it really wasn't fair because of the shape of his foot. And being able to kick the ball.
Square, kind of
right.
Square. Yeah.
It's kind of like the runner, you know, in the Olympics that run with the artificial leg, which ended up being on trial for murder.
Yeah. He ain't running now.
No. But
he's running a real short lap or a real short sprint.
People said that it was an unfair advantage for him because of that spring in that leg.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'd rather have my two legs be winning those Olympic games.
Didn't mean to get off track.
Yeah, NFC East, as we were just talking about, Dallas Cowboys, they are 6-1. Leading the NFC East. The NFC North is led by the Minnesota Vikings. They are 5-2, closely followed by the Packers. That's 4-3. The NFC South is led by the Atlanta Falcons, who are 5-3. Now, does that mean that the Atlanta Falcons are a really good football team? Let me just go through the record of those that are in that conference. Or that division. Tampa Bay Buccaneers 3-4. New Orleans Saints 3-4. Carolina Panthers 2-5. Not a very impressive division there, is it?
15-1, 2-5.
That's right.
What don't match up there?
That's pro football for you, isn't it?
And Ronnie, it's their defense. Their defense is pathetic. They're pathetic. Yeah. They couldn't stop me and you.
And you're not going to win if you're pathetic on the defense. In anything. It doesn't matter what you it doesn't matter what level of competition. If
they
you're
went
terrible.
One of the best defenses, if not the best in the NFL last year.
Absolutely.
To the worst.
Absolutely. So, again, the Falcons are leading the NFC South, and the Seattle Seahawks are leading the NFC West. They are 4-2. They also have a tie. I believe they tied with the Arizona Cardinals. Both of them missed a field goal a couple of weeks ago that could have won the game. So. But anyway, that's the situation. And one other, I'll give you their record. I know it will please you. The San Francisco 49ers with Colin Kaepernick now as their quarterback, they are 1-6.
1-6. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
That's exactly right. So those
you
are.
You see that now that it is, that's spreading. I mean, it's now the thing to do, I think, you know, just protest the United States by kneeling during the national anthem.
Yes.
Some of the NBA players now doing it.
Did you see, speaking of that, the person singing the national anthem?
Yeah, and got removed.
And was kneeled down?
Oh, yeah, I did see that, yes.
Yeah,
I did
the see person that. Singing the national anthem.
No, that don't work. That don't work in Jason's world.
No, it doesn't work in mine.
Talking about rankings and all, right, tonight the first college football poll comes out, the one that counts,
that's
the only
exactly
one that
right.
counts.
That's exactly
and
right.
And, folks, before you start worrying about what they say, Ronnie and I have come up with our top ten. And
yep.
we haven't got together on this ahead of time.
No.
I don't know what Ronnie's got. He don't know what I've got.
I have no clue.
Let's start it out here, Ronnie.
I have no clue whatsoever.
Start at number 10.
Okay.
And we'll go from 10 and I've got a tie for number 10 and I'll explain
why. I don't have any ties. My number 10 that I have Wisconsin.
All right. I have got a tie between Auburn and Nebraska.
Okay, at number 10.
Yeah, and the reason I say Auburn and Nebraska, Nebraska has played nobody today. I mean, they have
until they
got beat this past
right.
weekend by Wisconsin.
Okay.
Up to that day, they have played nobody. Yeah, they're 7-1, but
right.
All right, number 9.
Okay, my number 9, I have Florida Gators.
I've got the Florida Gators at number 9.
Okay,
number 8.
I have Ohio State.
I've got Texas A&M. Number 7.
Okay. I have Louisville at number 7.
And I've got Wisconsin at number 7.
Okay. So I have Wisconsin.
They're my highest rated two-loss team.
Okay. I had Wisconsin at 10. And they are, as you said, they are a two-loss team, so I had them at number 10. Okay.
Number 6.
At number 6, I have Auburn.
Wow. You got Auburn?
I have Auburn.
Folks, I take back everything I've said about them. I've got Ohio State.
Okay. I think...
Yeah, give me some explanation.
The reason I took Auburn, I just looked at what they've done for me lately. I wasn't looking at... Well, I did look at their two losses. Their two losses were to Clemson, who is undefeated. And the other one is to Texas A&M, who has one loss, and that is to Alabama. Ohio State has one loss. That was to Wisconsin. But the reason I put Auburn ahead of them is because of this last week's performance. Auburn destroyed Ole Miss, and Ohio State barely got by Northwestern. So for me, I think Auburn right now is a better football team than Ohio State. That's the reason I put Auburn at 6.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with you about it.
I knew you'd like that.
At number 5.
I have Texas A&M.
And I've got Louisville. Now, here's where it counts.
That's right.
Number 4.
Washington for me.
I've got Washington. Number 3.
I have Clemson.
I've got Michigan. Number 2.
I have Michigan.
I got Clemson.
Okay.
And needless to say,
yeah.
Number 1 team, Alabama.
Alabama. No doubt about number 1. Anything else is debatable, but as of right now, there's just no debate that who should be, number 1 coming out. But hey, we had some that were similar.
Hey, how about this?
We had some that were close.
CBS predicting that Texas A&M will come in at number 4 tonight.
That's Texas. CBS is predicting Texas. Okay,
Texas A&M at 1, Michigan 3, Clemson 2, and Alabama at 1, leaving out
Washington
at number 5.
So you're leaving out a club that is undefeated, and you're taking a one-loss Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Over Washington.
That's what CBS predicts, but
yeah.
That's their opinion, just like ours.
Yeah, exactly. So
Condoleezza Rice knows.
That's right, because she is on that committee. But that is very interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what it's going to be when it comes out tonight,
right.
Because your AP poll and your coaches poll, those are kind of insignificant now. They were just kind of something for us to talk about prior to tonight. If quickly, Jason, we ran through the top 25 from the AP poll. Washington State at number 25. Oh, the Mike Leach, the pirate lover.
Hey, Washington State reminds me. Let me throw this in. Anybody that listened Thursday and happened to write down Chris Andrews' picks. If you played his games this weekend, you done very well.
Didn't he take Wyoming to beat? Was he it did. Boise?
Yeah.
And they did.
Yes, they did.
Wow.
I never what really a dreamed
pick. That.
Yeah.
Wyoming over Boise. Okay, number 24, as we were talking about Boise, that's where they sit right now, 24. 23 is Virginia Tech. 22, Oklahoma State. 21, Colorado. 20, Penn State. Penn State had a huge, it was Penn State that beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
Not Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry. At number 19, Florida State. They're sitting at 5-3. They went down 7 spots. Number 18, North Carolina. 17, Western Michigan. 16, Utah. 15, LSU. 14, West Virginia. 13, Baylor. 12, Oklahoma. 11, Auburn. 10, Florida. 9, Nebraska. 8, Wisconsin. 7, Texas A&M. 6, Ohio State. 5, Louisville. 4, Washington. 3, Clemson. 2, Michigan. And Alabama rounds out at number 1. So that is the AP poll, which Money, really doesn't matter.
6 weeks ago, what if I told you Auburn would be sitting at number 11 right now?
I'd have laughed at you.
I would have laughed at myself.
Yeah.
Sports Talk Live, 5:20. We'll be right back. Do this about 25 more minutes. Going to cut out of here 15 early today, so stay with us again. Round of golf, just give us a call. Sports Talk Live.
That number again, 256-737-9505. Sports Talk Live continues on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, in just a few moments.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you signed up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Bye. Back with you, Sports Talk Live 523 on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, a dry Tuesday afternoon. 43 days, I think, since we've had measurable rain.
I think it is. I think I saw it yesterday. It was on the news. It was 42.
I think I heard it was upwards of 70-something. I guess I'm way
I think you've been smoking the old week there.
I think it's 43 days. Yeah. With no rain.
A long time.
It is 82 degrees outside.
Yeah, right? I know. That's what I was going to say. Do y'all remember it being this warm in October?
No, it's warm. It's going to be that. Going to be this way all week.
Man, we may be swimming at Christmas.
It's exactly. Maybe. We may be.
Man. There ain't no water in the lake.
That's right. That's exactly
right. Hey, we building us one of them concrete lakes.
Oh, okay. How is the water out your way, Jason?
It's fine. It's probably down 4 or 5 feet. But it's not bad on George.
Okay. Yeah.
That lake don't fluctuate a lot.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Boy, Smith is way down.
Oh, yeah.
Smith is, well, Katoma, the last I heard, was down about 15 feet.
Yeah.
And just imagine if they hadn't added that 12-foot to that dam several years
ago. So. You could throw a lure all the way across it, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I talked to Rex Thursday, but they say it's getting really tough to put a boat in and out at Katoma.
Is that right?
Yeah, it goes down and drops off so fast.
Can't get a boat in.
Yeah, it's tough.
I remember years ago we used to pull all the way around the other side and back off. Drive way on around past the boat ramp.
And you talking about when you have a tournament trying to get in and out?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but hey, Jason.
According to our website here, Smith is down 12.66 feet from full pool at 497. That's a little higher than I actually thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it would be a little bit lower.
I thought it was around 495 or so.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
So, okay, Jason, let's look at the SEC standings. I know that you want to talk about Georgia, and we'll get on them in a few minutes.
Let's get the dogs.
That's right. We'll look at the East first. Florida is sitting there at 6-1 in the conference. They're 4-1, 6-1 overall. Get this. Sitting at the number 2 spot in the SEC East, the Kentucky Wildcats at 4-2 in the conference at this time, 5-3 overall. As we said earlier, Kentucky needs one more win to be bowl eligible. I think they're going to get it. I think they've only got, you know, there's only going to be one opportunity for them to get that other win, and that would come against Austin Peay. But it's possible. We talked a little bit before while we were off the air. They've got Georgia this weekend,
and I'm going to call it ahead of time. Kentucky wins this one.
You are
up.
Calling it now. That's at Georgia.
At Georgia, I don't care if they're playing them at Six Flags. Georgia's a bad football team.
I agree. Georgia is a bad football team. You guys, y'all have heard it here. Jason Spiegel is taking Kentucky over Georgia.
Straight up.
No points at all. That would automatically get them to 6 wins if they won that. Then the next week, they have Tennessee. You know, who knows?
That's right.
I'm going to say not a win.
The whole team may have quit by
then. Exactly. Then they have Austin Peay. They'll win that one, and they end the regular season with Louisville, and they're not going to beat. They are not going to beat Louisville. So Kentucky's going to get to a bowl unless something horrible happens to them. But Jason's taking Kentucky. He's taking Kentucky over Georgia this weekend. Sitting in the third spot, Tennessee Volunteers are 2-3 in the conference. Then you got Georgia Bulldogs. They're 2-4. South Carolina is also 2-4. Vandy 1-3. Missouri 0-4. Now, if we go back there, Georgia, it looks really bad because they're 2-4 in the conference. They're 4-4 overall. So they're probably going to make a bowl. They're going to win two more games, Georgia will, you would think, to get to be bowl eligible. South Carolina, they're also 4-4 overall. Got a huge win. A ginormous win this past week over the Tennessee Volunteers. So just a great win for Will Muschamp. Puts him at 4-4. I think he has a legitimate chance to make the to make a bowl game. They've got Missouri left. They'll beat Missouri. Missouri's awful. Again, Missouri is 0-4 in the conference. They are 2-6 overall. So they'll beat Missouri, put them at 5 wins. Then they have Florida. Probably won't win that. Western Carolina. They will win that game. That'll get them to a bowl, and then they end the season with Clemson. So it looks like, Jason, South Carolina is going to be able to win a couple more games. They should, and get to a bowl game. And if somebody told me before the season that South Carolina would be bowl eligible, I would have never gone for that. So you got to give Muschamp some credit. You know, that win against Tennessee was huge for him and an opportunity to make a bowl game.
Ron, you think the pressure is starting to build on Butch Jones now? I mean, he was on top of the world when the season started.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Now not only is he losing, he's losing his players.
He's losing his players too. You know, overall they're still 5-3, Jason. So, you know, all is not lost. Now it depends on how, you know, Tennessee people take this. Let's quickly look at their schedule. They've got Tennessee Chattanooga. They're going to win that. That gets them to 6 wins. They've got Kentucky, and I think they'll beat Kentucky.
Sure.
That'll put them at 7 wins. They've got Missouri. They're going to win that one. That'll give them at 8 wins. And then they got Vandy, and I think they'll win that. That'd get them at, that would end the season at 9-3.
Yeah.
And then with a bowl game, they've got a chance.
That's about right for Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, they could go 10-3. You know, I mean, yeah, that's not what people are looking at right now. What people are looking at right now is they've lost 3 in a row, and the last one's South Carolina. But not all is lost for Tennessee. Now, does that mean that Butch Jones's seat is not beginning to warm a little? I think that goes without saying. I don't think regardless of what happens the rest of the season, they're not going to fire him.
No.
I mean, they're not going to fire Butch Jones. You know, he's got another couple years, you know, to get something done.
No, they can take a look. Just south of there at Georgia.
That's right.
And see what happens sometimes.
That's right. You know, you got rid of a proven winner.
Who, a
9-3 coach. And you hired, Kirby, who is, in his first year there. And an unknown commodity. Never been a head coach, been a defensive coordinator. And they're sitting there right now at 4-4 and 2-4 in a conference. I can assure you the Georgia people, the Georgia community, the Georgia Bulldog family, probably the Georgia Bulldog administration, did not anticipate being 4-4 and 2-4 in the conference. So,
it's been an ugly 2-4. I mean, Georgia, the things they have always done the best, they can't rush the ball anymore.
Exactly.
Blocking.
No, the offense were there awful. Just really, really bad. If we just look back to the last three games, or the last two games, Vandy beat them 17-16, and then they got beat by Florida 24-10. They scored 26 points in 2 ball games.
Mm.
That's not going to get it done.
No.
Who they've got left, they've got Kentucky, and then they've got a big one with Auburn. You know, a few weeks ago, I would have been all over Georgia that was going to drill Auburn. I don't think that's any way that's going to happen. That's at Auburn. Auburn's going to win that going away as it stands today. You know, things could change. They've got Louisiana Lafayette, and then they have Georgia Tech. So they're still they may make a bowl,
but not much more.
You know, it may be something like the Birmingham Bowl. Them or South Carolina will be fighting it out to see who, you know, gets in that South Carolina Bowl. But I would have to say that the Georgia people are
Georgia's got to be the biggest disappointment of the year in the SEC.
I agree.
Well, I don't know. We got Ole Miss on the other side.
You know, Ole Miss is that. Yeah, they've had a lot of people hurt. They're terrible. But at least Ole Miss is good on one side of the ball,
right?
And they are good on the offensive side of the ball. Whether you like Chad Kelly or I like Chad Kelly, makes no difference. He can put some numbers up.
Yes.
I think he broke Archie Manning's record during the Auburn game for
threw the ball 59 times.
Yeah,
59 times
proves they can't run it at all.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I do not see in the SEC that you can win in a consistent fashion when you're having to throw the ball 60 times.
He was 36 of 59.
Yeah.
No, he did have one interception. I shouldn't say no interception, but one interception, which out of 59 passes, I don't guess that's too bad.
No, I guess it's not. But the sad part is you're having to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what does that say for you? say for your offensive line and your running backs. That's the East. The West is kind of it's more simple, I guess. You got Alabama is 5-0 sitting on top of the conference. Texas A&M is 4-1. Auburn's 4-1. LSU 3-1. Arkansas 1-3. Mississippi State 1-3. And Ole Miss at 1-4. So you're going to have probably 1, 2, 3, 4, probably 5 teams out of the SEC West to make a bowl game. The two Mississippi schools may be probably going to be left out with no bowl games. So,
boy, who would have thought that of Ole Miss?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Jason, you know, and we're talking about the SEC West. We know that if Alabama is able to run the table, they're going to represent the West.
Right.
I mean, that goes without saying. Here's the thing. If Auburn can win out, that's beating Alabama and then Georgia. And if Texas A&M loses another conference game, then Auburn would be the SEC West representative.
Right.
That's what has to happen for Auburn to get into the championship.
What game. If it's a three-way tie? I've still not heard anybody explain that.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't.
If Auburn beats Alabama, Alabama's already beaten Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And Texas A&M takes care of business. You got a three-way tie.
That's right. I don't know. I don't know where the tiebreakers are. I don't know. It can't be common opponents because you all are common opponents.
Yeah.
I don't know if it goes to a designated game that you played against somebody in the other conference. I don't know.
You know, and that Ronnie is thinking of that. Reminds me of an old Les Miles tale. Did you hear him talking in the press conference? They brought this up on one of the stations that this was as recently as a couple of years ago, maybe three at the most. Uh-huh. But I think in the last couple of years, he had lost a game to an East opponent, and uh-huh. he said it not hurting them that bad since they weren't in their division.
Right.
And that showed you how out of touch Les Miles really was with the Golden Knights.
Because it's overall
record. Yeah, it counts the same. Yeah. Don't matter which side it's on.
Exactly. But that is a scenario for Auburn. Auburn wins out. Texas A&M loses another game. And Texas A&M, they have Mississippi State, Ole Miss. They're going to win both those and LSU.
Is there a way? Yeah, there is a way. If
LSU
beats Alabama and Auburn beats Alabama, then it would be Texas A&M.
That's true. And Auburn and LSU, if LSU wins out, and if Auburn loses another SEC game, LSU's in.
Hmm.
So there's a lot to be played out here, especially with the West. Again, the East, it's probably pretty definite or pretty close to definite that it's.
While we're talking, I'm going to look up those tiebreakers and see if we can come up with anything on the tiebreakers. There's got to be some information on the World Wide Web.
But, you know, again, and you know, we got a big game coming up November the 19th. That may play a part as well, because that's going to be Florida and LSU played in Baton Rouge.
And one thing about it, remember this, if you ever need to go to the negotiating table, you don't want to take the representative from Florida with you.
No, you don't. I don't. That's not going to turn out too well for
you.
If you're being represented by the University of Florida. So that is what it is.
I'm looking it up as we speak, Ronnie. We're going to go with three-way tiebreaker. And I know it's going to get complicated. You got anything else to talk about until that?
I was trying to pull up the Alabama game against LSU and give some team stats off of that, Jason. But
I don't think LSU has a chance to beat Alabama.
I think
they're 2-1 dimensional.
They are. And if they're going to win the football game, Leonard Fournette is going to have the game of his college career,
yeah.
You know, so far.
And he didn't do anything last year.
No, he didn't. I think he had 31 yards rushing last time against them. But I think they're going to be better. I think he's going to be better than that. I mean, it's just hard for me to believe that Alabama's going to hold him 30 yards again rushing. I just don't think it will. I'm not saying he's going to get 100 by
any
means.
They've got to find some way to get him outside, whether it's throwing the ball, get him out of the middle of that Alabama defense.
Yeah, And everybody says this every week, Jason. To beat Alabama, Alabama's got they've got to beat themselves. Yeah. They've got to turn it over. They got to make a lot of mistakes for LSU to win the game. The matchup prediction is 65, almost 66% say that Alabama's going to win the ball game. The point spread is about 8. I don't know if that's exactly right now. That's just what I'm looking at.
Yeah, 7.5 is what the places I look.
Yeah,
is an
8-point favorite, and that's the closest one they've had all year long. I mean,
and according to the way it looks now, it will be the closest.
Right.
Unless something really happens with Auburn between now and then. Auburn right now a 14-point underdog to Alabama.
Right. If we're going by the lines only, this should be the most competitive game they have all season. And you have to give LSU credit. LSU has outstanding talent.
Oh yeah.
I mean yeah. I mean they have great talent. Some of their team stats: Alabama averages almost 44 points a game. LSU averages 29 points a game. Points allowed per game: Alabama gives up 14.9. LSU gives up 15. That's what's for LSU. That's what they've got to bank on right there, is their defense plays out of their shoes, plays out of their mind as far as a great football game, along with Alabama helping them.
And I don't think Alabama has seen a defense as good as LSU yet.
No, they have not.
So we'll see.
I agree. They haven't.
See if the freshman quarterback continues to be Boy Wonder.
We'll see. We'll see. Because he's going to get challenged come Saturday. That, both teams are going to challenge one another.
Yeah.
Would it completely, absolutely shock me if LSU won the ball game? Nope.
It would shock me. It would shock me.
I would be surprised. But
I would be. They got I would be shocked and broke.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you know, they're playing at home, and it's a night game, and we all know what it's like in that stadium at night. But you know, then you look back. Well, what's Alabama done to them the last few years? You know, they've kind of owned LSU.
Let me read these tiebreaker rules, Ronnie, and you tell me. We've got about 5 minutes. Let's see if we can get this done. Tell me kind of what this means to you. The first couple are pretty self-explanatory, but head-to-head competition between the two tied teams.
Okay, you want to just
this
two
right
teams?
Now,
or, okay,
right
okay.
Now it's just two.
Okay, sorry.
It kind of goes, you've got to break it with three, even these same rules.
Okay.
Head-to-head competition between the two tied teams. So the two tied teams, whoever wins the game.
Whoever wins the game, yeah.
All right. Number three, head-to-head competition against the team within the division with the best overall divisional and non-divisional conference record and proceeding through the division. Multiple ties within the division will be broken from first to last, and a tie for first place will be broken before a tie for fourth place.
Oh, good grief. That's complicated.
Let's read the first part of this again. Head-to-head competition against the team within the division with the best overall divisional and non-divisional conference record and proceeding through the division. Multiple ties within the division will be broken from first to last.
So you're...
That's what it's going to be, but I don't know really what it is.
Each school is going to have to go... If you got three teams... If you got three teams tied, you're going to have to go how they played individually against each team in that division from top to bottom?
I don't know.
Thursday.
I'm reading it that it will be divisional and non-divisional conference records, so well, it'll be a tie again.
You know who's going to answer that for us on Thursday? Dan.
I'll give him a heads-up notice to figure that out.
This is one of the questions. If there's a three-way tie, how do we determine who the winner, who the conference, the representative from the division will be?
Boy, and Dan, Thursday, Ronnie, could not praise Auburn enough. After the slack he's given Auburn, calling me a homer for saying Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly.
And he laid it on thick. I will say that. He laid it on thick.
But, hey, Jason, you just got – I mean, everybody's got to give Auburn credit. I didn't see this coming.
Gus didn't see this coming.
You know, does it make Gus look good that he's turned over the play calling? Does it make Gus look bad that he should have already turned it over, you know, the play calling over to him? Does this boost Lashley possibly into getting a head coaching job? I don't know, but, you know, we all know.
Let's just say that Gus is happy he turned it over.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure he is. But we all know you're one bad game.
Oh, yeah.
You're one bad performance from being, you know.
Yeah, they lay an egg Saturday. All is forgotten.
That's exactly. It won't have anything to do with how they played the last couple, 3 weeks. Right. It's how they played this past week. So, yeah, we'll see.
Vandy, that defense.
They're not.
And it's 11 a.m. kickoff. Auburn is
never known not to play well. Not to play well there. So, it, you know, I think you think it'll be closer than the point spread. And I think you said the point spread is about 25. Okay. Yeah. The point spread is 25. I might have to tend to agree with you there. I think it's, you know, going to be a little maybe closer than 25.
I think Auburn will win it in the 14 to 17 point range.
Yeah. Yeah. Never in danger of losing a football game.
I hope not.
No, they won't be. They were never
in danger. You kept telling me that Saturday night.
They weren't in danger of losing that game either.
Well, I wish I could have believed you because I was sweating bullets for a while.
Even if Ingram had caught that pass that they threw, that would have put them in the lead. They still would have lost. They couldn't stop Auburn.
Yeah, they couldn't stop.
I mean, it was 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 yards at a whack. So you can't win when you do that. You have no chance.
If Petway only had some moves. He won't have one move, and it's straight down the field.
And, you know, I understand the numbers. The numbers are phenomenal he's putting up, but come on. That's no Heisman candidate.
Oh, Lord, no.
Good gracious alive, you know.
All right. It is time to say goodbye to all our Musketeers.
A little bit early today. That's right.
Until Thursday, folks, and we'll be back Thursday with our normal lineup, talking football.
And we'll have the answer to three-team tie.
Until then, let me leave you with a big war eagle.
And I'll leave you with a great big road tie.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to be back Thursday for Sports Talk Live 95.5. Call.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network. ARN News is provided as a service of Coleman Regional Medical Center.
You don't have to go vegan or take up yoga to improve your health. Store some healthy snacks at work, like almonds or mandarin oranges. Read nutritional labels, wash your hands frequently, and stick to a regular sleep schedule. Staying healthy isn't one choice. It's a lot of little ones. That's why at Coleman Regional we offer so many. For info on free screenings to find your doctor and more, you can visit ColemanRegional.com/healthy. Coleman Regional, live exceptional.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Derek Scudder. Shelby County Sheriff John Samaniego says the fire caused by an explosion at the Colonial Pipeline site near Helena will be burning for a couple of days until that fire is extinguished.
There was, I believe, 9 miles of fuel there in the line, so that's going to take some time to burn.
He says the crew from Heflin was working on clearing up issues from a September gas leak when a piece of equipment hit the line, causing the explosion and fire that killed one worker and injured five. Experts say motorists could soon begin seeing higher cost at gas pumps in some southern states. Colonial Pipeline said it shut down both of its main lines after Monday's blast. The two main lines supply gasoline to millions across the South. A 40-year-old man accused of killing his girlfriend's 3-year-old daughter will not face trial this week. Jonathan Wayne Talley and his girlfriend Misty Lynn Wright pleaded not guilty in May to their separate counts of capital murder. This is the Alabama Radio Network. More than $350,000 was reportedly stolen by 43-year-old Jill Boothby when she created fraudulent invoices for goods and services to 11 Birmingham area condominium homeowners associations she represented as a property manager, then paid those invoices to her own interior design business. She's agreed to plead guilty to one count of wire fraud and pay $375,000 in restitution. Huntsville City Schools facing a gender discrimination lawsuit charging Huntsville High with unequal treatment of the girls' softball team. Parents of three players claim the school knowingly refused to remedy unequal treatment and benefits, citing differences with the boys' baseball program. Jefferson County authorities say a man and woman face felony charges after setting their house on fire and then trying to claim insurance for all their belongings. 45-year-old Donna McCullers and 43-year-old Stephen Millwood were charged with second-degree arson and first-degree insurance fraud. I'm Derek Scudder, ARN News.
As many farmers throughout America know, cover crops improve soil health and the bottom line. Pennington Seed has been trusted for over 70 years and now offers high-quality cover crop seed. Whether a standard mix developed to provide a variety of benefits or a custom mix specific to your farm's unique growing conditions, Pennington will help protect one of your most vital resources, the soil. Improve your soil and increase profits with Pennington Cover Crop Seed. Visit us at buycovercrops.com to learn more.
Today, nearly half our nation's fighting forces are members of the Guard and Reserve. When they are called to active duty, they leave behind a family, a community, and a job. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, a Department of Defense agency, honors and protects the bond between service members and their civilian employers. Whether serving our country or supporting those who do, we all serve. To learn more about ESGR, call 1-800-336-4590 or visit esgr.mil.
In money news, stocks are lower as investors look over earnings reports and wait for news from the Federal Reserve. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P were all down. Pitney Bowes slumped 17% after its earnings fell short of forecast. The Fed's not expected to raise interest rates when it wraps up its two-day meeting tomorrow. Drug maker Pfizer's third quarter profit has plunged 38% as higher spending and big charges related to acquisitions more than offset high sales. Results missed Wall Street expectations. The makers of MyPillow is settling over allegations that it made unfounded claims about the product's benefits. The Orange County District Attorney's Office joined nine other DAs throughout the state in prosecuting the case. The manufacturer has agreed to pay $995,000 in civil penalties. It's also agreed to make $100,000 in donations to nonprofit organizations that support the homeless or domestic violence victims. I'm Derek Scudder. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.